This episode of It's the End of the World as We Know It and I Feel Fine was made possible by contributions from slaves like you. Spank you very much.
I'm thinking that I really believe that poverty is a crime and the corporate malfeasance of Wall Street that torpedoed the global economy is criminal and should be accounted for. If President Obama does not have the courage to shut down Guantanamo Bay, he might as well fill those animal cages with the Wall Street bankers who savaged our economy to begin with. And if the president reads my tweets, I would also suggest that he put those sons of bitches in those orange jumpsuits, put some black hoods over their heads, and crank Rage Against the Machine 24 hours a day.
It's the end of the world as we know it. I feel fine.
Good morning, slaves, and welcome to another edition of It's the End of the World as We Know It and I Feel Fine, the show that keeps your mind occupied. I am your host, Stimulator, and unless your eyes are covered in mainstream media manure, you know that there's a global revolution going on. What started as a ragtag group of troublemakers with the intention to occupy the worldwide HQ of greed and corruption has revolved into a planet-wide revolt with over 1,500 occupations. Here are some highlights from the Occupy Together movement. Italy, the Empire felt the wrath of the motherfucking resistance during the Occupy Rome action. The Roman insurrectionists lit up the scene with a fiery rage, and the infamous Carabinieri saw their port transport units charred like crispy bacon. The general message that the Romanarchists sent to the 1% was, Vaffanculo. In Greece, a two-day general strike paralyzed the country when many workers who provide essential services called in sick, and hundreds of thousands of angry Greeks took over the streets. The motherfucking resistance outdid themselves this time around and stormed the gates of power by unleashing a full fucking frontal attack at the parliament building. Chile is once again in the riot lands. About 25,000 students invaded Santiago and many clashed with the Pacos, Chilean for pigs, in fierce street battles. The student movement has been kicking ass since this summer and have vowed not to stop the bum rush until they get free quality education for all. And as much as I love riot porn, it's important to remember our peeps who face the unforgiving boot of the state. Right now, many comrades are on trial for the events surrounding the G-motherfucking-20 in Toronto last year. These brave shit disturbers need your help. So if you have a few bucks, go to attacktheroots.net or wealthprisonsolidarity.wordpress.com and kick down a few bucks to help cover their legal bills. If you live in the area, visit those websites for info on how you can help in person. Stay strong, comrades. The night is darkest just before the motherfucking dawn. Win a gas mask, lean on some third base shit. Fuck a rapper, dead friend said it best. It's bigger than your album, it's bigger than your rep. It's Goliath, the tyrant that eats on souls and feasts on dreams till it eats your goals. That's out the window like a ball of salt. Burning hell for your sins as the world revolves. Get beat to a pulp, yo, choke and stomp. It's sadomasochistic how these cops get off. It's true terrorism with their scare tactics. These juiced up devils and they Boy Scout badges. You gonna stop traffic, we gonna flip cars. It ain't Iron Man, it's a hero with the cause. You and me is unity, flash mobbing. But your soul and your life is only worth a cash profit.
The new call in the streets is anarchy. We're gonna overthrow the monarchy. The new call in the streets is anarchy. We're gonna put an end to the oligarchy.
I recently spent a couple of weeks in Japan touring with my motherfucking film, End Civ. While there, I met some serious motherfucking freedom fighters who courageously expressed dissent in a country where troublemakers are not welcome. These folks have broken the spell of Japanese politeness and have organized a number of sound demos, drawing tens of thousands of people on the streets of Tokyo, and have called for an end to nuclear power following the meltdown of a power plant owned by TEPCO. These types of mass mobilizations are rare in Japan, but I got the feeling that peeps here are sick and tired of the bullshit and are ready to fuck shit up. To find out more about the motherfucking Japanese resistance, I spoke with Higuchi Takuro, a tireless and unaffiliated anti-capitalist. Hey Takuro, how the fuck are you?
Yes, I'm fine.
So, Takuro, how the fuck are Japanese people feeling now that it's been over 6 months since the meltdown?
Right after the disaster, everybody cares a lot about radiation, especially people in Tohoku or Kanto area, like including Tokyo. But government and TEPCO always, release information like, radiation is not very bad for health. People went back to their daily life.
Is the government and TEPCO telling the truth?
Of course, it's not truth. For example, TEPCO released information that a meltdown had happened. They knew that more than 2 months ago, but they released the information 2 months later. So we can't believe what is the truth. Yeah, actually, the information is really small and very complicated, and everybody say different things. So yeah, actually the reality is we can't know the truth.
Tell me about all the shit y'all been doing to resist nuclear power.
We decided to organize demonstration, and we have been organizing 5 demonstrations before after the disaster.
And why the fuck have y'all decided that music would be the main driver of these massive demonstrations?
Japanese society have something, bad memory about New Left group, because they dissolved into small sects, and they fought each other among small sects, and finally they fight each other inside the small sect, and many people died. So Japanese society have a very, bad memory against such, ideology centralization of the movement. Yeah, so we wanna change something. So we put, not words, but more music, performance, something like that. So we started sound demo after 2003 anti-Iraq war in Japan.
And how have the pigs reacted to the anti-nuke protests?
3 arrests happened against our demonstration. And the first one is 7th of May. 4 people got arrested without any reasons. Yeah, I mean, without any, concrete reason. Yeah. And 6th of August, 3 people got arrested again. And the serious problem happened in 11th of September. At the time, 12 people got arrested during the demonstration. In Japanese context, this is kind of a very big operation. I mean, historically, the biggest operation in the last 3 decades. Yeah, I'm so shocked, and the message is no nuke. We don't have any, you know, militant or radical messages. But if people say no nuke, people got arrested.
What is the ultimate goal of the anti-nuke movement?
To stop all nuclear power plants is, you know, of course, you know, main goal. And, you know, but the problem is not only nuclear power plants. There are some ideas like, you know, promoting natural energy generation. It's also it's very important, but we have to know that our civilization produced nuclear power plants. It also produces plutonium. So I thought when disaster happened, I thought like, yeah, this is kind of answer. I mean, so disaster happened. It's a kind of answer that tells the civilization that a human being created ended up like, you know, such a disaster. So we have, you know, this is very deep, you know, problem. Yeah, we have to, you know, change how to live. It's very big, you know, answer, but you know, this is also another, you know, important goal.
Thanks, Takuro. And that about does it for this edition of It's the End of the World as We Know It and I Feel Fine. Domo arigato to all the slaves that withdrew their cash from the big banks and put it in my pocket so that I can continue saying fuck it on the internet machine. Carol, Elliot, Dan, Samantha, Garson, Rafael, Petrea, Carlos, Marwan, Bradford, Devon, and Philip. Guachiso samadeshta. To comment on this show or to send me links on news from the Japanese disaster, just visit my fucking website, stimulator.tv. And as always, motherfuck the 1%.
Remember, kids, you can podcast high quality video of this show at submedia.tv.